You're listening to the Sunday Session Podcast with Francesca Rutkin from Newstalk ZB. Travel with Wendy Woo Tours. Unique, fully inclusive tours around the world.
Right. Some of you might be planning stages for a European summer holiday. And I tell you what, Europe is pretty popular this in the summertime. And Venice is trialling a tourism entry fee. And this is a sort of a rather bold experiment in reducing over-tourism. Joining us now is Megan Singleton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you encountered anything like this anywhere before?
No, but when you arrive on ships in certain ports, they do pay fees on your behalf. So probably inadvertently, I would have. But yeah, not to this extent. It's called the Venice Access Fee, and it's a trial to charge people €5 a day for day trippers over 14 years old between 8:30 and 4 p.m. Now, the critics are saying, if you're staying there, by the way, if you're in a hotel, then it's already levied through your hotel, but you will need your proof of exemption. So you are going to have to scan a QR code and prove that when you arrive on certain days when this is being trialled. Well, there are fines up to €300. So the whole idea is to try and curb the over-tourism. And, of course, Barcelona, Amsterdam, they're all struggling as well with sort of over-tourism. It's an interesting conundrum. Whether €5 isn't enough of a deterrent remains to be seen. It wouldn't stop me.
No.
If I was taking a train from Milan or something.
Yeah.
And if you're going to zip up from, wherever for a day, that's all you've got, or you're coming off a cruise ship, you're totally going to pay it. So critics are going, well, there's no cap on tourist numbers. So I can't really see how it's going to affect that whole problem. And they reckon, the locals and residents reckon, that you're just turning the city into a theme park by making people buy tickets to enter. So I was actually doing a bit of research about this. And, Venice has a lot of rules for tourists, well, for everybody, but things that we might not be aware of. And you can get fined up to €250 for doing some of these things, which are: you're not allowed to consume food or drink in St. Mark's Square unless you're in one of the bars or restaurants.
Oh.
You're not allowed to stop on any bridge. Now, I don't know, they were stopping on bridges, taking photographs the whole time. No stopping on bridges. No bicycles, not even if you're pushing it by hand. No walking around in swimwear. Gosh, can we bring that in? Can we?
Togs, undies. It's okay. That's all right.
No love locks. I don't know if you've been to places and you've seen these bridges that are burdened down by padlocks, and actually some places even sell them, etch them for you, and then you go and you fasten it onto the bridge. That's illegal in Venice. And so feeding the pigeons, praise the Lord, illegal in Venice. And can we bring that back to
other
places?
And I'm pretty sure that's been around for decades. For decades you haven't been allowed to do that.
My neighbours feed the pigeons. It's hideous.
Yeah, no, don't feed the pigeons.
It's on my roof. No, don't feed the pigeons.
So there's a little bit of rules. No, look, I suppose the thing is, could you imagine this kind of, if it sort of takes off, if they start making a bit of money out of it, if people can manage the technology, I think there might be some tourists that might go, oh, this is a bit tricky, this is a bit difficult, how do I deal with the technology? And I understand that. But could you see this sort of taking off in other places, like you've mentioned, like Barcelona and things?
Yes. Yes,
I
can.
It's the way
and
of the
actually,
future. Right.
If technology is your problem, don't worry. They've got you sorted. There's a booth you can go to, and you just do it all manually. So they'll take your money. Don't worry about that. But if they don't invest it back into, this is what they say, infrastructure and clean water and things like that, keeping the litter off the streets and making it a better life for the locals, then you've got to think, well, it's got to be worth it. If tourism's causing them that much grief and a small levy can help, maybe that's what it's more about, rather than curbing the numbers at this point. I don't think €5 would curb the numbers. New York City struggles under the amount, the weight of tourists. You can't get a hotel room over there for under sort of $500-600 US a night. So, yeah, it's probably the way to go. We're just going to have to go to little places like, I don't know, somewhere that you've never heard of. But, hey, come on, they need your money too, so let's do it.
Thank you so much, Megan Singleton. You can find her at blogger@large.com, and we'll catch up with Megan next week. She'll be in Los Angeles.
For more from the Sunday Session with Francesca Rutkin, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. Sunday, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.